this is a fearful thing. Fearful from lack of knowledge of its content, its purpose. What does the darkness contain? Why does it exist? Is it harmful? Is it beneficial? Is it to be feared? Listen. A police car speeds through a haunted night. A passing shower has left the pavement slick with rain, and scudding, wraithful clouds become ominous shapes in the light of a slivered moon. The darkness pierced only by the lance-like beams of the car's headlights and the almost plopping sound of the rotating red eye mounted on its top. There's been an accident, some cause for alarm. Help has been requested by an unknown caller. The police have summoned a doctor on emergency duty, and now he and the policeman respond to the call.
Hang on, Doc. We're almost there.
Great. It's really a rotten night to be hurtling around in a police car. I haven't seen another car for miles.
I probably won't out here. All I use in this neighborhood is horses.
Here we are.
I guess one of this place is still standing. It's sure run down.
Sure looks that way in the dark. Hey, watch over that long.
Two men step from the automobile, shoes crunching on the gravel, weeds that lay on the ground around them. And as they walk, they try to joke with one another to lighten the mood.
We didn't come all this way for a crank.
Look out for that step, it's loose.
Approaching the steps of the desperate-looking house, an eerie feeling began to overcome both of them. A feeling of apprehension that all was not right. It was so dark. So very, very dark.
Now, I'll knock.
Try again.
There doesn't seem to be anybody around. Well, I'll try the door. That's open. Well, let's go in.
Okay.
Cautiously, they entered the ramshackle house, clothed in the deepest, blackest night of the year. The beam of the flashlight crashed from corner to corner, disrupting the dust that lay there undisturbed for years, it seemed. Small, scurrying sounds in the walls spoke for the rodent occupants, and a flitting shadow made them duck their heads.
Oh, bats, what a creepy place.
Yeah,
this is.
I know what you mean. Doesn't seem to be anyone here. Hello? Hello? What in God's name is that?
I came from the next room. But...
Are you all right?
Oh,
what happened? Where's the lights?
Oh, I just fell over a chair. Busted my flashlight.
Well, strike a match or something. There's someone in this room. There, in the corner, an old woman.
Wait a minute. Ow! I burned my fingers.
Strike another one quickly.
There. Oh, wait a minute. There's a lamp over there, a kerosene lamp. Maybe if I could...
Well, check and see if there's any fuel.
Yeah, well... Yeah, there's fuel in it. Wait a minute, let me light it. There. At least that's a little bit better than the dark.
Bring that thing over here to look at her.
Hey, I know that woman. She used to live in town a couple of years ago. Kids used to call her a witch. Seems she had a kid, a young man. Should be about 25. They moved from town a couple of years ago and then dropped completely out of sight. I haven't seen her since...
From the fact that she's very old, there doesn't seem to be anything wrong with her. Did you call us out here, old woman?
Hey, what do you think we ought to do?
I suppose we ought to take her back to the hospital for examination. If there's nothing wrong, they'll release her in the morning and no harm done. There must be something wrong with her. Maybe a neighbor called in. I feel we ought to take her.
I don't know. She's shaking her head no, Doc.
What is it, old woman? Can you talk to me? Can you tell me what's wrong? I tell you, we ought to take her back to the hospital.
She's pointing to that room over there, Doc. That door over there.
Is there something behind that door, old woman? Is there something behind that door that we should know about?
Yeah, I think we got to take a look before we do anything else, Doc. Maybe your kid is having a fit or something. Maybe he's hurt.
Is that it, old woman? Is your boy behind that door? Is your boy behind that door?